Once again this year, Florida leads the nation in Obamacare enrollments on healthcare.gov, but still 16% of Floridians remain uninsured. Many of those can get taxpayer subsidies to help them pay for a plan. As Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports, insurance companies are stepping up their efforts to land those potential customers.
People who are signing up for health plans are finding they have to look at more than just the monthly premiums. At the Florida Blue Retail Center across the street from the West Shore Plaza Mall in Tampa, Catherine Scooby spends much of her time explaining this to customers.
The two key concerns that people are really always asking about is how much is it going to cost me and where can I go?
Many shoppers pride themselves on finding the best deal. They're out now in full force at shopping centers and online doing holiday gift shopping. Love it or hate it, it's an annual shopping season we're pretty familiar with. And while it's the third year of open enrollment for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, Scooby says it's still something that's unfamiliar for many consumers.
Every year it's a changing market, so it's important that you don't just say, well, last year it didn't work for me, so that means this year, because it could completely work for you this year.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, about 2.8 million in Florida are uninsured. More than 800,000 of them are eligible for financial assistance from the federal government for a health plan, but still haven't enrolled. According to the study, it's because many of them don't know they could get tax credits to help with monthly premiums or additional financial help through something called cost sharing. As part of the Affordable Care Act, all insurance companies are required to offer cost sharing plans. Companies in Florida are stepping up their marketing and their products to compete for those consumers. Again, Catherine Scooby with Florida Blue.
To put it in the, I guess, the most common language, how much they're going to have to spend themselves.
Customers who can get cost-sharing plans have incomes between 100 and 250% of the federal poverty level. That's about $24,000 to $60,000 a year for a family of four. With cost-sharing dollars, the federal government picks up part of the health insurance tab. Browsing healthcare.gov for plans in Hillsborough County shows companies are selling plans with $0 deductibles and copays as low as a dollar. Scooby says Florida Blue is offering a new cost-sharing plan this year. It's for sale only in Tampa Bay, Central Florida, South Florida, and Jacksonville.
It's pretty exciting that somebody could have the potential of paying a dollar to go see a specialist that wasn't there last year. And that can be very, very interesting to a person that has says, I don't have a lot of disposable income that I can spend for this.
But there's a trade-off. They're in a health maintenance organization, or HMO. That means they have a very specific list of providers they can see. Sometimes it's a short list. The issue of knowing your provider came up recently in Tampa when healthcare.gov CEO Kevin Cunahan met with some of Florida's Affordable Care Act navigators, or in-person assisters. Cunahan says consumers should call the doctor's office to confirm they accept a certain plan.
Not just the company, like, do you take Florida Blue? As you guys know, it's not that simple. The doctor's office will say, right? The doctor's office will all say, sure, right? But is it Florida Blue HMO XYZ, right? That's what the question has to be.
In Florida, Humana is among the health insurance companies selling a variety of plans, including the cost-sharing plans.
This year, we did lower the prescription copays, the doctor copays, and the overall maximum out-of-pocket.
That's Abby Hunt. She oversees sales reps who sell Humana plans in Tampa Bay, Central Florida, and South Florida. She says when they set up shop in malls last year during open enrollment season, they were met by lines of people waiting.
Well, we were thrilled, obviously, because we do want to help everybody purchase health insurance.
And amid the crowds of people doing holiday gift buying this year, Humana and other insurance companies are hoping for long lines of people who are shopping for health insurance. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
December 15th, by the way, next Tuesday is the deadline to sign up for coverage to begin on January 1st. You can hear more coverage of the Affordable Care Act and other important stories about you and your health from our website, healthnewsflorida.org.